Black Chicagoan warns Democrats that migrants are replacing African Americans. By Warner Todd Houston on September 11, 2024. Representative Jonathan Jackson, D.E.L., son of civil rights activist Jesse Jackson, got an earful at a recent town hall event as black residents of his district blasted him for his support of the tens of thousands of illegal migrants flooding into the Windy City. During the town hall, the Illinois 1st District representative was confronted by a resident on the migrant issue, and Jackson made a vain attempt to turn the tables on the man by saying, "Can you help me with the solution you'd like to see me do?" The resident in the audience did not hesitate for a minute. "Surely I can help with a solution. I can give you one simple answer. Send them back, that's the only solution," the man said to a blank-faced Jackson as the crowd applauded. But the incensed resident was not finished by a long shot. "That's it. Other than that, they will surpass us," he continued passionately. "That is math, it's simple math. They will overtake us in numbers at the rate that they have kids. They cannot be U.S. citizens," the resident added. "You are dooming our next generation to subservitude, I'm telling you this. It's just simple math." Congressman Jackson tried to interject to defuse the resident's obvious points by adding, "Let me share something with you. Most of the persons that are trying, that are here right now under the technical definition do not qualify for asylum." With that, the congressman had tried to claim that many of the illegals here won't become United States citizens and won't be voting in our elections. But the resident was not put off his point at all. "I'm not concerned about that, I'm concerned about the children that they have," the man explained. "They will be U.S. citizens and they will have a voting bloc." The man correctly pointed out that Hispanics are already outvoting blacks in Chicago. "All we have to do now is look at the Hispanic voting bloc they have now," he said. "They get everything they want. Look at our communities. You should see the schools that they have as compared to the schools we have." Black Americans in Chicago have begun to organize at the grassroots level, and in opposition to their own elected officials, over the tidal wave of migrants that has swamped the city. Especially since most of the city's taxpayer-funded migrant shelters have been placed in black neighborhoods. It has gotten so bad that the grassroots black organizations in Chicago are pledging to vote red and throw black Democrats out of office. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.